The U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan has provoked violent anti-American protests in Pakistan, especially in towns near the Afghan border. North of Afghanistan, in the former Soviet Republic of Uzbekistan, the mood is different. People in the Uzbek border town of Termez support the American campaign against the Taliban. It's difficult to assess the sincerity of that backing. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
Standing along the no man's land separating Uzbekistan from Afghanistan, Taliban territory should be easily visible just across the Abu Darya River. But even the barbed wire border fence, just a few yards away, is obscured by a swirl of flying dust whipped up by violent winds. The storms, which locals call Afghansi or Afghans, blind the eyes and sting the skin. It's a metaphor for the distrust many Uzbeks have of Afghanistan. It was through the city of Termez that the Soviet Union retreated in humiliation from Afghanistan in 1987. Fighting between the Taliban and the opposition Northern Alliance forced authorities to seal the bridge between the countries 4 years ago. The Taliban have threatened to invade Uzbekistan for supporting the U.S. bombing campaign. But a history of trouble over the border leads local officials, like Termez Mayor Abdurain Shariyev, to claim there is nothing to worry about.
War has been going on there over the bridge in Afghanistan for 20 years now. America started fighting only a couple of days ago. 3 or 4 years ago, we could see and hear the battles. We are used to this in Termez. It doesn't make us nervous.
Shariyev's nonchalance is matched by an atmosphere of outward normalcy in Termez. Streetside cafes, like this one selling deep-fried fish, are doing a brisk business. Many customers echo the view of authoritarian President Islam Karimov, who brands the Taliban terrorists. Sergei Kondratyev is an ethnic Russian resident of Termez. He says Afghanistan's exports of heroin through Uzbekistan have taken a brutal toll.
We used to have good relations, but now things are different. Now Afghanistan is all about narcotics. So many of our young people are on the needle. They've become heroin addicts.
As he downs a shot of vodka, Kondratyev says the United States is partially to blame. The U.S. financed and gave weapons to the Mujahideen, which fought the Soviets during their war in Afghanistan. Nonetheless, he supports U.S. bombing. This should have been done a long time ago, he says.
Allahu Akbar.
That view is echoed by the faithful at a small nearby mosque. The Taliban are not Muslims, they are terrorists, says one old man after afternoon prayers. Mullah Shaman Ismaradov finds nothing contradictory about Uzbekistan, a country where 70% of the people are Muslim, backing the United States.
America is defending us. They've come to protect us. The sooner they destroy the terrorists, the better. What they're doing is correct.
Dislike of the Taliban is understandable among Uzbeks. Ethnic Uzbeks from Afghanistan make up an important contingent of the opposition Northern Alliance. But though much pro-U.S. sentiment seems sincere, just as important is the iron rule of President Karimov, who has thrown his full weight behind the U.S. Karimov tolerates no dissent in Uzbekistan. There are no opposition parties or independent media. Karimov has also cracked down hard on radical Islamist groups, which he says aim to topple his government. Suspected radical sympathizers are routinely subjected to torture. Many in Termez are reluctant to talk with reporters about politics at all. Karam Hambarov, a 72-year-old former builder, reflects a common attitude.
We are not political people. Our president Karimov is golden. He's done everything right for the past 10 years.
So right has been Karimov that he claims to have taken well over 99% of the vote in the last presidential election. Even his only challenger claims he voted for Karimov. While many Uzbeks do seem to side with the U.S. and against the Taliban, it is President Karimov's opinion which matters most. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Termez, Uzbekistan.